Hi, I'm Pauline Field, and this is today's episode of Wit, Wisdom, and Wrinkles. And I know it's already into the year, the new year, but there are some things that we tend to look at the beginning of the year, and I've talked about some of them, and today I want to talk about finances or money. Because it's worth looking at, and reviewing. How did you do last year? What did you spend? What was your income? What were your successes and your challenges financially? What about this year? Do you have some goals that need a financial side to it? Are there any changes coming up in your life, like a move? Or maybe this is the year that you're going to quit work or cut your work down. Or maybe you're going to start a side hustle or even a whole new business. Whatever your goals and your financial goals are, it's worth looking at them and seeing how am I doing? One of the things that I have always found useful, and everything I've read, people who really take care of their finances, this is what they do, is to know what they spend every month and what their income is. So if you don't know where your money goes, or you have any kind of fuzziness about it, then what I recommend is that for the next month, make a note of everything you spend and then see what the categories are. How much do you spend on shelter? How much on food? How about transportation? Do you make a lot of gifts or donations? Do you have children or grandchildren and do you spend money on them? And there's so much more, but that's just the start. And if this is not something that you have been doing, then you'll probably have some surprises. And that's okay because you'll then have a better idea of what you're looking at for the next year. Are you going to be financially fine? Or do you need to cut out some of those expenses? Maybe less cups of coffee from the coffee store? Eating out one time less a month. There's probably some things that you can do to reduce your expenses if you need to. Obviously, if you don't, you're in good shape. But by knowing about your finances, that gives you peace of mind. Are you going to be doing anything like going on a trip, embarking on some new education? Do you have an emergency fund? One of the things that is so important is that emergency fund, which you can call a reserve fund, slush fund. There's all kinds of names for it. But the thing is that life throws us things. Things that we don't expect, we can't predict. Maybe the car breaks down, or you have an unexpected health issue, or one of your family members has one of them and needs your help. There's all kinds of things. Or it could be something wonderful. Like you didn't plan a trip this year, a good friend offered you the opportunity to go with him on this fabulous trip that you've always wanted to take. Maybe it's even on your bucket list. And it's a real good deal. Do you have that emergency fund? Maybe that's one of the things to use it for. So, if you're not sure how to go about budgeting, creating plans on what you're going to spend and so on, there's lots of apps these days to help you. Lots of them. Just put it into your search engine, for budgeting apps and look through and try one or two of them. I'm sure you'll find one that works for you. And of course, if you have bigger concerns, what about a financial advisor? Are your investments doing what they need to be doing? Do you think you're going to run out of money? It's good to check in. So, I hope I've given you some ideas today that will give you some more peace of mind. And I thank you for being here, and I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.